listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura, Michael Regei, wrapping it up on a heated Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And folks, the schedule comes out tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Go to clevelandbrowns.com once it is advertised. Once it is announced, we will have content for you on all the matchups there at clevelandbrowns.com. Want to remind you one last time, the 2014 Cleveland Browns season tickets are on sale now. Secure the best seats at the best prices to cheer on your Cleveland Browns at the newly renovated First Energy Stadium. Visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. All right, we're going to wrap things up with a couple more Manziel Mania calls. But before we do that, Reg, I told you going into break.
Yeah.
What's one question you'd want to sit down with John Football and ask him that his answer could help convince you to draft him for your team?
Nathan and Browns fans, it's very elementary for me. John, I saw you extend a lot of plays with your ad-lib capabilities. I see. I feel you. I love it. However, I don't believe, with my NFL experience, if I'm the GM in the National Football League, you will be able to do that on a consistent basis.
And survive.
Exactly. Here's the question, Johnny. Are you able to subjugate your ego, your want
Good
to
word.
Do that for the betterment and the confinement with what we need from you in our offensive system? I need you to convince me, John, that you're able to do that and not pass up that 11-yard slant that's there because you think you can hit something bigger if I get outside the pocket and use my legs. Convince me, Johnny. You got to convince me of that because I'm not sure about it right now. And you won't survive in this league if you continue to try to play that way.
I couldn't agree more, and my question would piggyback on yours. Convince me you can stay in the pocket, and now let's dissect your pocket game. I've seen you make the throws. I know you can, but I don't understand why there are times while you stay in the pocket, you look at your primary read, it's open,
it's there.
And you don't
why
throw
you
the football.
Why are you not delivering the football when it's
why?
There?
Yes, this is a rhythm offense in Kyle Shanahan. It is predicated on rhythm and timing. Are you going to be able to do that in the pocket for me? Because if the answer is yes, it's going to help alleviate the things you're talking about, and it's going to help this offense function like it should.
And Nate, very quickly, I do think some, and that's why I said subjugate the ego, because I think some of that is ego-driven with Johnny, why he won't take that 11-yard skinny.
I like 11 yards.
That square, I'm fine with it. If it's there in the system, man, you got to get the rock out of your hand and make that play and let's move the sticks.
That's right, and throw the ball where the receiver can take that 11-yard pass and make it an 80-yard touchdown by giving an opportunity to run after the catch. Donald on his cell phone. Welcome to CBD.
Hey, Nathan, the fact that you guys have to talk about that and ask those rhetorical questions is the reason I do not want him at number four. If you've got a guy like
yes.
Sammy Watkins, who conceivably could be the next prototype Isaac Bruce, Steve Smith kind of guy that's going to fight for that ball, I want him. I want the slam dunk. And like Kevin said earlier, you know, he was just backwards, in my opinion, saying that we have, you know, extra draft picks. Take the risk with a couple quarterbacks in the middle rounds. Take Murray and McCarron, or go out there with Savage. Grab a couple, you know. But Cleveland is close, and to throw everything on a rookie that runs around behind the line of scrimmage looking to get past the line of scrimmage, I don't want him.
I like your viewpoint very much. And while I don't know that I'd pull the trigger on Sammy Watkins because of the way that this draft is stacked at that position, it almost gets us back to where you and I are, Reg.
Yeah.
And that is, if you have all the quarterbacks there at four, Watkins is there at four, go ahead and slide on back, pick up extra assets, and then take him at a position that maybe you feel is
exactly
more palpable in terms of value. It's, say, 8, 9, 10.
That's
and
right.
You can go for whoever your favorite quarterback is there, because one or two will be there.
And real quickly, again, for all of you that don't value, I'm with you. I'm not normally slide down guy, but I am in this one, part and parcel to, it's an anomaly with so much talent that most of the NFL is going to believes could come in, start right away, be strong contributors right away, and make your football team better. That's why I'm for it this year, and because I'm not sold on any of these guys that they're worthy of the four quarterbacks and being able to step in and make this a playoff team.
And that's why I think if they do go ahead and stay at four, they're going to focus on maybe a Robinson or a Matthews on the line. Not sexy, a good football pick. Not sexy.
Not at all.
But could be a good football pick. Let's go quickly. Brian in Louisville, wrap it up for us, bro.
Hey, guys. You guys are making a lot of sense. I love K&R. Really big show. Really didn't make much sense today, though. What 11-yard pass, you know what that is? That's a first down.
It's called a first down.
Move the sticks, right, Brian?
Absolutely.
The sticks.
And then the next point you guys already made for me, I'm glad you jumped on it. First thing I would ask Johnny, though, my question would be, what do you have? I'm tired of hearing he's got the it. But what's the it? Are you willing to get into Greg Lowell's face, pull him by the face mask, and say, catch the dang ball?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
That's all part of it. Yes, you're right.
Here's my take. Like, if we're at four, if it goes Clowney, Watkins, Mack, I would love for Atlanta to call. Take that sixth pick, get the second round. You can maybe get Matthews. You can get Evans.
That's right.
Maybe you still get Johnny.
And get their second rounder. Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
That's viable.
I appreciate your time.
That's viable, Nate.
Absolutely,
it's viable.
I like
the way you lay that up.
I
mentioned Minnesota yesterday at 8.
Yeah.
Now, that would give you, if you do it right, that could give you 8 picks in the first 4 rounds, 2-1, 2-2, 2-3, 2-4.
And Tampa, I think it's 7. They covet Watkins.
Okay,
that would be. I'm fine with that, too. Like we said, only in that range. I'm not going down far. I still want to get an elite player and get the guy that I want.
You said 10. I'm not going any lower than 8. No lower than 8 with Minnesota.
Depends what the Lions offer.
What the Lions offer up?
Depends what they offer.
All right.
But we'll see. But this is a lot of fun to speculate. I want to thank everybody for what has been an awesome, awesome show getting us through today. Got to thank Kevin Jones making his debut here on Cleveland Browns Daily. Of course, great to be with my man, Reg Michael Reguy, for the second hour.
Love it, Nate. Love it.
Me too, brother. Me too. Dane Brugler from CBS. Jordan Cameron, tight end of the Cleveland Browns. The great Megan Rock tweeting us out, throwing some tweets on the air. That's right, Megan Rock, everybody. My man Pedro, my dad in the house today.
Pedro,
go give him a quick shout-out on the mic right there. Say what's up to everybody.
Go Browns.
Go Browns from the Bay Area in Cleveland. Feeling the love. And, of course, our great producer, Jason Gibbs. Reg and I will be back with you tomorrow. Stay tuned for Julian Gerard here. Another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.